Hey guys, you're watching PhoneRena's in-depth video review of the T-Mobile MyTouch 4G, which is available right now for the contract price of $200, and it's the latest high-end Android offering from T-Mobile's lineup and follows after recent devices like the T-Mobile G2. Now, some notable features that stand out is, of course, the front-facing camera, WVGA display, Android 2.2 experience, and of course, HSPA Plus connectivity. Design-wise, the MyTouch 4G borrows a lot of design styles that are found with the MyTouch Slide and even the Nexus One. It's your typical-looking slate handset, just like other industrial design devices that we've seen from HTC's camp. It utilizes a lot of different materials for its construction. You have the white plastic, which is mostly outlining the handset, as well as the chrome bezel, which does give it a really nice appeal to it. In the back, you have a metallic cover, which gives it a really durable feel, but it has a slightly different color from the one on the top. With the choice of materials, it does make the handset feel extremely heavy compared to other similar handsets, and you notice that it's even top heavy when you hold it in the hand, just like the Nexus One, and you can even tell that it borrows that similar style with the camera. Overall though, we're pretty happy with the design and the construction of it, and thanks to the high-end premium materials, it does make for a pretty good looking handset. We have to say that we're pretty mesmerized by the display on the MyTouch 4G. It actually measures in at 3.8 inches, comes in WVGA resolution, so that's 480 by 800 pixels. And with that resolution, it does make for some really fine good details, very sharp visuals too, so we're pretty happy with the level it presents. On top of that, colors are pretty saturated and rich. It almost rivals something that we see out of something better like the Super AMOLED panels on Samsung's Galaxy S handsets, but it does a manageable job and it has perfect viewing angles, so you're not going to have any issues using it in direct sunlight. And finally, it's even very responsive. Right below the display, you have your physical buttons instead of touch-sensitive ones. You got the home, menu, back, and the genius button. The middle here is just an optical trackpad, which gives you an alternative method of navigating. And when you press it down, it does offer a pretty good tactile response. Same thing applies to the other buttons on the bottom. On the left-hand side, you just simply have the micro USB port. You have these pins here for charging with a dock of some sort. You have the volume rocker, which is kind of recessed, but pretty manageable to actually feel out. On the right-hand side, you only have the shutter key, which is a two-level system, which has a pretty good feedback to it. On the top, you just simply have the 3.5mm headset jack and dedicated power button. Just like the volume rocker, it's kind of recessed, and it's rather difficult to make out the finger. On the front, you have the front-facing camera, and on the back, you have the 5-megapixel autofocus camera with the LED flash, speakerphone notches right next to it. When you remove the back cover, it's going to give you access to the SIM card slot, the battery, and the micro SD card slot. Under the hood, the MyTouch 4G is being powered by a second generation 1GHz Snapdragon MSM8225 processor and does a fantastic job as far as moving about the home screens here and just generally around the entire platform. It's very responsive, as you could tell, and the unique experience that we find on here is, of course, a customized version of the Sensu UI. It's similar to the one we found with the MyTouch Slide, and at its core, it's basically Android 2.2. You have the helicopter view to show you all your home screens, and when you get to the app panel, it'll display your applications in a grid light format and has that bubble around it. But ultimately, in the end, it does integrate a lot with social networking, and you get a lot of common information directly on the home screen. Since it's running a customized version of the Sense UI, it incorporates a lot of social networking stuff with FriendStream. It aggregates your Facebook and Twitter accounts right on there so you can see everything. On top of that, you could even respond to specific posts, and you can even set your own message if you wanted to. When it comes to composing text messages, you're going to have a bunch of different input methods at your disposal. Right now, we have the one here for swipe, so if you're used to this way, it's pretty quick and responsive, and once you get a hang for it, it works pretty well. On top of that, you'll have the Sense keyboard, which is your traditional one you find with most HTC Sense devices. And finally, it even offers another input method with Dragon Dictation, which is powered by Nuance, which allows you to compose messages with your voice. The Gmail app on the MyTouch 4G works like any other device with it running Android and offers a fantastic experience just because it offers all the rich features you find on a desktop, such as being able to view your messages in threaded view. So on top of being able to change the wallpaper to something that's static or even a live wallpaper option, you have something with My Modes with the MyTouch 4G, which allows you to focus on specific aspects. So when you choose a specific one, for example, if you set it to the Home My Mode, it basically turns off the email notification, so you're focusing on your family. There are some notable applications on the MyTouch 4G worth mentioning. The first one here is Wi-Fi calling, which allows you to connect the handset via Wi-Fi to place and receive phone calls if you don't have a good connection to the network. Secondly, we have Wi-Fi hotspot, which allows you to share your broadband connection with other Wi-Fi enabled devices. You also have quick video chat, which allows you to do two-way video chat, but unfortunately the quality we experienced wasn't the best. It's definitely kind of stuttery and the audio is kind of hard to make out. Lastly, you have screen share, which allows you to share content on the handset through other DLNA devices. Needless to say, the web browsing experience is fantastic just because it offers full flash 10.1 support and also HSPA Plus connectivity, so I managed to load up our website fairly quickly here. So we have the page overview. Thanks to the high resolution display, it makes everything look pretty crisp. You can double tap to zoom in, it resizes the text to fit the length of the display. You can double tap again to zoom out. It also has multi-touch gesture support, and as you can tell, scrolling is pretty fantastic, so it gives you a really good desktop-like feel to it. The music player on the handset is a slight departure from other HTC devices we've seen. As you can tell, it shows you the on-screen controls, the track information, and even the album cover. You can move through different songs by simply swiping left and right, and gives you almost like that 3D look to it, which is definitely nice. But unfortunately though, the speaker itself produces some crackly tones and definitely strains at the loudest volume setting. Thanks to its fast processor, watching video is not going to be too much of a problem with the MyTouch 4G. We have a video here encoded in MPEG-4, 1280 by 720 resolution, and as you can tell, it produces a lot of detail and stunning colors, so the experience is going to be fantastic. It's also running pretty smoothly. We also managed to load up a DivX file, and it also played very well. One of the neat things about the handset is the fact that it offers some interesting features out of the box without the aid of any third-party applications. For example, you could turn on this distortion mode, which distorts the image itself to add a really nifty looking effect. As far as its photo quality, with its 5 megapixel autofocus camera in outdoor conditions and great lighting, it takes some average looking shots. The details are a little bit on the softer side, not as sharp as we would like, but luckily though, colors do look pretty natural in tone. Indoors, with low lighting conditions, it has a lower quality in terms of details, and colors look a little bit on the bland side. Luckily though, the LED flash does a great job in illuminating shots and works well up to 5 feet. Although it might not offer continuous autofocus when shooting 720p videos, luckily you could tap the screen to focus in correctly. Now it shoots at a rate of 29 frames per second, so it does look pretty manageable, but when compared to other handsets like the Samsung Vibrant or even the iPhone 4, the visuals aren't that great or as detailed as we would like, and there is some noticeable artifacting, especially in low lighting conditions. Finally, the recorded audio is a little bit on the crackly side. You'll really need to place the handset close to your ear just because the earpiece on the handset itself isn't the strongest out there. As far as calling quality, on our end, voices do sound distinct and natural, but there is a little bit of a static sound that can be heard in the background, but it's not too much of a distraction. On the other end of the line, callers did also say that we sounded clear, they'd have no problems comprehending our words, but when you use the speakerphone, however, it does produce some screechy sounding tones and it makes it very difficult to hear our callers. We didn't have any problems as far as retaining solid connection to the network, as the handset offers a good amount of bars in high coverage areas. Battery life is somewhat of a disappointment with the MyTouch 4G compared to some other similar offerings like the Samsung Vibrant. In an 8-hour workday, it easily died on normal usage, and we had the brightness settings set to automatic. Heavy users, of course, will easily deplete the battery quickly, and it's probably best to keep a charger close by at hand with you. T-Mobile customers have plenty of high-end Android offerings to choose from this holiday season, as the T-Mobile MyTouch 4G clearly supplements their existing lineup that includes devices like the Samsung Vibrant and even the recent T-Mobile G2. Now, even though it might not excel in all areas in regards to performance, it's a very well-rounded device. Some people may or may not like its styling, but it's quality construction from HTC's camp. And when it's priced at $200, you really can't beat the feature it has to offer, such as HSPA Plus connectivity for fast data connections. And on top of that, it's one of the few handsets to offer that front-facing camera for video phone calls. So if you'd like to learn more about the T-Mobile MyTouch 4G or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonearena.com.